Welcome to Secular Yakking.
It's like blogging out loud, a show where we cover current events, politics, and anything secular to yak about.
Want to join the conversation? Lines are open. 704-802-YAK. That's 704-802-YAKK. Welcome back, Yakkers. This is Robert.
And I'm Amy, and happy LGBT Pride Month.
That's right. Just last week, President Obama declared June 2015 National LGBT Pride Month. The proclamation reads, "Now therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim June 2015 as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. I call upon the people of the United States to eliminate prejudice everywhere it exists and to celebrate the great diversity of the American people."
I think that's great. Yeah. It's a long time coming.
Yeah, thank you, President Obama. That's an amazing thing for equality, for a first step towards equality.
Right, it's a big step.
Yeah, that's huge. For events, join me at the Clark County, Washington Council meeting tomorrow, June 2nd, as I deliver the first humanist invocation. The meeting starts at 7 p.m., and is at 1300 Franklin Street, Vancouver, Washington. Those of you in Portland can show up as well. Check out our Facebook page for more information. And for local listeners, the Humanists of Washington will be hosting their annual July 4th Free Thinkers Potluck Picnic at Ravenna Park on July 4th at 1 p.m.
So bring your family, some frisbees, a blanket, sunscreen, and a picnic-friendly dish to share. And for more information, it can be found on the Humanists of Washington's meetup page.
And we'll have that link somewhere on the show notes.
Okay.
And in local news, Everett Washington, a Cascade High School senior, was suspended three times for loudly preaching at the school, and has had his suspensions erased from his record by a federal judge.
I have mixed feelings on that.
Yeah, I know. The student, Michael Leal, was disciplined after several incidents at the school where he handed out religious pamphlets and preached, sometimes using a bullhorn.
Yeah.
So for some history on this story, in November, I believe it was, it came out that the student was proselytizing during school time, during school activities, and that he had been counseled on this several times, saying where he can and where he can't do these things by school policies. And the school policy at the time was all literature had to be made by the student. It couldn't be made by someone else. He had to have written it.
Right.
So, and that's what this lawsuit that he put in was about. It was about free speech, not about religious discrimination.
Right. And I get that. So, but at the same time, he was reprimanded, three times suspended, because of the students complaining that he was very aggressive in his actions of doing this, blocking front doors, you know, making it hard for other students to come and go.
Right. And he would approach them in the hallways and things like that. He wasn't always doing it, or generally didn't do it during instructional time, but it was during lunch and it was during in between classes. So he was infringing on the other students' ability to get to class and do what they wanted to do.
Right. Exactly.
So he sued, and the federal court said, look, this is a free speech issue because he should be able to hand out whatever pamphlet he needs to, whether he wrote it or not.
Right. And, I mean, I get that, but at the same time, I know that they had also, they took away the suspension or the on his record so that it wouldn't infringe on his graduating.
Right, because with those suspensions, he didn't meet the requirements.
Right, and I don't think he should be not able to graduate. I do disagree with that. But at the same time, that's like erasing the fact that he did something he shouldn't have done.
Right.
He's not getting consequences for his actions.
Right. Well, in fact, I think he's getting a bit of a reward for what he's
done. That's exactly how
I... he's got his 15, 20 minutes of fame.
Oh, and you should have seen him on camera.
Oh, I'm sure.
He was loving it.
Now, the school has updated its policy on this, and it has allowed him to preach as long as he's not a disruption.
Uh-huh.
And they set up a free speech zone near campus where anybody can preach.
Well, that's...
or anybody can say whatever message they want.
Right.
So, dear Satanist Temple, I hope you have some members in the Everett School District because there's a spot for you.
Most definitely.
So, In more news, this is coming from Florence, Colorado. A lawsuit in U.S. District Court Tuesday claims religion is being endorsed and promoted by the public Florence High School. The plaintiff, Robert Basevitz, a Jewish teacher who used to work at the high school, is suing the Fremont RE2 School District, Superintendent Rhonda Vendetti, and the principal, Brian Shipper, for allegedly violating the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. At issue are the regular Christian events hosted by the school by the Cowboy Church at the Crossroads. Basevitz's attorney claims that there have been up to 5 Christian events on campus in a single day. Events include morning prayers around the flagpole before school every morning and church service on the school in the school cafeteria every Sunday. Basevitz says the prayer groups are sometimes so large they block access to the school's front door.
Now, I don't have an issue with them using the school cafeteria on Sunday for their church things, because there's actually several places that do that.
Well, that's the fair use. So
it's not during school hours.
Right. And if they allow other groups to utilize the facility as well, then that's fine.
Right. On equal grounds.
I didn't look into that.
Right. But I do, of course, have an issue with the fact that all of these other Christian events are going on at a public school. I mean, they do not belong there, and I completely agree with the fact that that is completely inappropriate.
Now, this has been dubbed the pizza prayers.
Pizza prayers?
Pizza prayers, because part of what they do every Friday is the church brings in pizza.
Oh, bribery.
Yeah, bribery.
Love it.
And not only that, when they do have the prayers around the flagpole is right in front of the door, so they create this massive circle of, 150 students. You can't get in the front door. You have to go through the side door.
Exactly.
So it's an infringement on his ability to get into the building.
Right, and other students.
Because they have to walk through them, and then if you're walking through the prayer, you're kind of an outcast, right?
Right. And again, they always say that these are student-led activities, but there's always the adults standing right there by their side.
Well,
which
in this case, not only are they right there by their side, they're participating.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, they use the excuse, oh, this is student-led, so it's okay. But yet they're basically using these kids as a tool for the adults to get the message they want to get snuck into the public schools.
Right. And as for Basevitz, the teacher, he was hoping to get a position as a history teacher at this particular school. He has since been moved to the elementary school.
That is so incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
So he was a problem with what they wanted to do. So let's, transfer him somewhere else where he's quiet and out of our way.
Right. It's just typical of what they do. I mean, it's completely wrong to reassign someone just because they complained about something.
Or just because someone has not only a different opinion, but the fact that he's sticking to the rules.
Right. So, and in addition, the church pastor, Randy Pfaff, I think that's how that's said, who says the school asked him to stop showing up to the clubs and events on campus for the time being, feels the club he helped start it is being discriminated against.
Oh, we're going to play the discriminating card. The poor little Christian is being, hurt again.
Yeah, we're taking away all his rights.
Yes, they're being condemned.
Yes.
Now, I do have an issue with this. Why is a church pastor going to school clubs? Is that normal?
No, that's not really normal.
Okay.
I mean, if he's showing up to speak to, say, the Bible club, that's one thing. But he shows up and leads it. He shows up every Friday with pizza. He shows up for the prayers every
morning. That sounds like extra, Sunday school type stuff for the kids. And the fact that he's showing up, the adult, to participate in children's clubs. I mean, those clubs are supposed to be children-led.
Right.
And there's usually a teacher in the room just for supervising, making sure, there's adult supervision. But they don't interfere. And the fact that he's an adult and he's, sticking himself right on in there it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I agree. That's just that's going too far for any pastor.
And because of him being told that that is not appropriate, he's saying they're being discriminated against.
Right.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. So hopefully something good comes out of this. The lawsuit is ongoing, so we'll try and keep you updated on it.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
And from the FFRF, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, has lodged a complaint with Douglas County School System after learning that the science teacher James Tillman reportedly promotes his personal beliefs to students and actively tried to convert one atheist student to Christianity. The parent of the Douglas County High School student informed FFRF that upon learning The student was an atheist. Tillman quizzed him during class about atheism.
That's crazy.
I know. You can't do that.
No, in any way.
Right. Tillman allegedly asked why the student was an atheist and whether his parents were atheist, and challenged the student with hypothetical situations like, what if you had cancer and it suddenly went away? Tillman concluded by telling the student he was going to give the student a book that may change the student's opinion.
That is so inappropriate on so many levels. And very frightening to know that, you know, things like this goes on a regular basis. It's starting to sound like.
Well, would you like to know what the books were called?
Oh, yes, yes, okay. Please.
First book was Are You Sure That There Is No God? Inscribed with the message, Be Blessed. Right? And oddly enough, these were books written by Mr. Tillman.
Oh, well, I was just going to ask that. Didn't he write those?
Yes, he did.
Well, that's convenient.
And the book contains purported real accounts from real people who have meet. Wow, that's in context, by the way. I didn't do that accidentally. Or experience God's Jesus firsthand. God and Jesus firsthand. And if you have any doubt as to whether God is real or if your faith is weak, all that will change after reading this book.
He said that.
Yes. So Tillman also allegedly talked about being a pastor in class and showed a video to students of him preaching and praying from the pulpit.
That's crazy.
So now we have a science teacher, I think. Is that what it said? Science teacher? Yeah, science teacher.
Seriously?
Yeah, this is his high school science teacher.
That's unfortunate.
That is proselytizing him during class.
That's really unfortunate.
Right? It's ridiculous. So what? The FRF does have a lawsuit. Or is there a lawsuit? No, it's a letter.
Well, there should definitely be some consequences to this because he has crossed so many lines on this. I mean, the fact that he's preaching during class, he's showing videos of himself, creepy right there, of him preaching, and then on top of it to ask the student what his belief system and what his parents' belief system is. Right there, every single one of those is a complete violation, and this person needs to be reprimanded for this. This is so wrong.
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, these guys, do they need some sort of education?
Well, what I don't understand is they're in the education field. They know the rules of what can and cannot. They know it, what can and cannot go on, and yet they think, oh, nothing's, you know, nobody's here, nobody's going to stop me, I'm going to just do it anyways.
So it's interesting that they think that they can get away with that, with the way the secular movement is going. Do they not watch the news? Do they not see anything at all?
Well, you would think they would be more on their toes because of that,
right.
You know?
A little more vigilant about what you're saying.
But in reality, I think it's actually the opposite. I think they're becoming more aggressive with these things.
As a defensive mechanism?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I get that.
Yeah.
And as far as defensive mechanisms, here's a great one. A parent of a Jefferson County, West Virginia student has filed a federal lawsuit against local, state, and federal education officials claiming the teaching of evolution, which he says is a religion, violates his child's constitutional rights.
Oh, wow.
So, first off, evolution is a theory of science, not religion. Let's just make that point very clear.
Please.
Kenneth Smith, who is representing himself, filed a 4-page federal lawsuit in U.S. District Court of Northern District of West Virginia against the Jefferson County Board of Education, State Superintendent Michael Matriano, National Institute of Health Director Francis Collins, U.S. Secretary of Education Ann Arne Duncan, and the U.S. Department of Education. Wow, that's quite a list of people to sue.
Yeah, he's busy.
So what is he suing for? His complaint is against all defendants who fostered the propagation of religious faith in our West Virginia public schools, machinery, and government at large. Mr. Smith alleged education officials violated U.S. Constitution because he claims they are propagating a religious faith of evolution in public schools. But it gets better than that. Why is he suing again?
Because we're shoving our evolution religion down his throat.
No. He is suing because his child wishes to be a veterinarian and he doesn't want evolution taught to his veterinarian wanting to be child.
That is so frightening, yeah. Considering what she wants to be.
Now, in his own words, their actions during the 2014-2015 school year affects my child's future directly through the state grading system to enter college and the ability to earn economic security and a good job in her chosen veterinarian medical field of work. by being taught a faith-based evolutionary ideology that doesn't exist and has no math to back it up.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think evolution is based directly on math, but that's okay. I get what he's saying there, but, you know, better words.
Okay, she wants to be a veterinarian, and he's arguing about the evolution religion. Okay, first of all, the man does not know science in any way whatsoever.
No.
And I mean, that's actually kind of sad. I wonder how his daughter feels, you know.
I would assume she's online with that.
Possibly, possibly not.
Well, either that she's not... I haven't seen anything that she said.
Right, so of course.
I can't say anything.
No, absolutely.
But, you know, this is typical of the creationist concept. They don't get to teach creation in school, so they're going to fight back against their perceived religion of humanism with evolution. We saw this in Kansas a few years ago. The same exact argument.
Well, and it's like you said, you know, our side is always talking about how they should not teach creationism, although it's totally made up, but that's just my opinion. But they're taking something like evolution, which is scientifically, you know, studied and viewed throughout the world, and he's not only is he calling it a religion, but he's saying there's, you know,
it just doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, exactly. Yeah,
evolution doesn't exist, although we can prove it, and we have seen modern examples of evolution recently.
Exactly.
So, I mean, his. I have a feeling that the federal courts are just going to throw him out. He has no standing.
Well, I would hope so. I mean,
precedent on this case is pretty well set.
Yes, I mean, it's a no-brainer, I guess, is the only word I can think of, yeah, and it's a waste of
and it
time.
Takes no brains at all to make a lawsuit like this and gum up our systems.
Money.
Right,
yes.
So it's ridiculous.
And sad, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
I love this quote.
I know. It's like the best part of the show right here.
It's great. I just love that.
So this week's Potter Award is very special. First, for some background. The Bentonville School Board in Arkansas is currently debating whether or not to add sexual orientation and gender identity to the list of protected statuses under the school district's Equal Opportunity Policy.
Mouthful.
Yeah, that was quite a sentence. I don't know why I typed it that long. Some students held a protest in support of the measure to add language protecting LGBT employees. School board member Rebecca Powers made the following comment on Facebook group about a student who was at the protest to change the school board policy. That young lady is heading this up is an atheist. She is also rude and disrespectful. I had the displeasure of watching her at the Mary Beth Tinker event at BHS. She was reprimanded for her behavior that day by school officials.
And this is what Powers had quoted, correct?
Yeah, this is a direct quote off of the Facebook group that she put in. Now, it was removed, but luckily some people got some screenshots.
Oh, okay. Now, did she remove it or?
I'm assuming she removed it.
Yeah, because she opened her mouth and said something she probably didn't want to say to the public, I should say.
So, first off, she's an atheist and she's standing up for
LGBT, you can do it.
Yes, I know. LGBT rights. See, this is what happens when we go to 9 a.m.
I'm a morning person, yeah, sorry.
So, but the point is she's calling out the student for being atheist.
Right. Which
this sounds a bit like cyberbullying to me.
It sounds very much like bullying in any form.
So, and this coming from a school board member?
Well, and not only I was going to say an adult and a school board member as well on a student, on a child.
Right.
I
not mean, only that, but it turns out part of that accusation was untrue. According to the mother of the student being called out, the student was never reprimanded.
So she just kind of made that little part.
Now, she may have seen someone
being
but it may not have been her.
So right.
She was being very vague. She didn't specifically say who it was, but the student was later identified in the comment section.
But she pinned it on her.
Yeah, it ended up being pinned on her. And in the email response to the media about this, Powers wrote, So let me be clear. I personally observed teachers verbally reprimand a student for rude and disrespectful behavior that I personally observed at this public event. It is not bullying to state an opinion that an unnamed student's behavior was rude and disrespectful, or to comment on potential motivations for that behavior.
So that right there, the fact that she said it is not bullying to state an opinion. Okay, right there, bullying.
Yeah, it is bullying, whether it's true or not.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It can be true, and you can still be bullying someone, whether something's true or not.
Right.
It doesn't take a lie to call it bullying.
Right. I mean, if there is a gay kid in the school and you bully that kid because he's gay, it's still bullying.
Exactly.
Even though it's true.
Right. He is gay, but yet you are still bullying them.
And to say the things like comment on potential motivations, obviously she was pointing out the fact that she's an atheist.
Absolutely.
Right. So there's another, it's religious bullying right there.
Yeah.
So.
And the fact that by an adult and a school board member, that part right there, and she's attacking a kid, you know, right there, we've got some serious problems.
But as I've stated so many times, as a segment, it takes a little more to win the Mr. Potter Award. And boy, does she deliver on that.
Of course.
As if the past two quotes weren't enough, she hits us with this little doozy. My comment was meant only for private discussion and was inadvertently posted in a public group instead. However, I am sincerely sorry that these remarks became public. I sincerely apologize for any hurt that has caused any student who believes I was identifying them.
Okay, I got big problems with that.
Okay.
So she is only apologizing, one, because she got caught, and two, because it went public, and she actually isn't apologizing.
No, that's a non-apology.
No, she's not apologizing in any way. She's just thinking, I wish you people didn't hear what I actually had to say.
Right. So even with her apology to the student that believes I was identifying them, it's still a non-apology because you're apologizing for their beliefs.
Right.
What
and she's,
they think
right.
Because
who believes I was right. bullying them is what she's saying. So, you know, any kid who's getting bullied by a bully, the bully doesn't think they're bullying, but the person receiving it on the other end, you know, they do. But, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
Right. I
mean, that's how she's seeing
these
it.
These non-apologies are getting ridiculous. I mean, people can basically say anything they want, and they can come out and say, oh, I'm sorry that got out.
Right. It seems with the internet, social media, you can stay anonymous, say the nastiest things you want, and the second someone figures out how to make that public on who said it, they're like, oh, so sorry, didn't mean to do that. And
yeah. I didn't mean to hit that post button. I was just thinking out loud.
Exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm so tired of this. People need to own up to what they say.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They need to own up.
Yeah, and it's the same thing when people say, oh, no offense, but...
By stating
an offensive statement.
Right. By starting your conversation in that way, it's already offensive. And, you know, people also not only owning up to it, you know, by keeping their name with what they say, maybe you should like think before you speak, because
right.
I think we've lost a lot of that.
And I think she stopped speaking right around this last quote.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. As usual in debates about homosexuality and cross-dressing, when these divisive issues are forced on school boards by those who wish to normalize harmful behaviors to impressionable children, supporters of these categories make accusations of bullying when confronted by the truth.
Spoken like a true bully.
Yep.
That's my opinion.
So, first off, we've got those who wish to normalize harmful behaviors to impressionable children. She's claiming to protect children from something she deems harmful, which is LGBT rights.
Right. So any child who is different in the way they dress, the way they view things, the way they think, whatever have you, that's not normal. And, you know, she's trying to protect the harmful activities that those present. And it's unbelievable. This is like offensive trying to be apologetic at the same time.
It's
an offensive apology.
It's probably the most offensive thing she said. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, and then she's going to say, well, you're persecuting me.
I know. She's going to play the victim card.
Yeah, she's a victim now because we're trying to stop her from being a jerk.
We're stopping her or trying to stop her from hurting children. Because if you think about this, she's basically just told people, children, that because they're different, there's something wrong with them.
Right.
And that's what causes depression and possible suicides. And that needs to stop, period.
Right. And the policy that is being talked about would be one that would extend employment protections to the LGBT community. So basically, since she's against it, she's okay with the firing of gay and lesbian
teachers. Yes.
Because they're gay or lesbian.
Right.
Which, where is that role model for those children?
Right. And once again, they're singled out, they're shunned, they're told that there's something wrong with them.
Right. And I think coming from a board member,
I was just thinking that exact same thing. Coming from someone on the school board, someone in authority, kids see not only adults as authority, but someone on a school board they really see as authority, like a teacher. And to have that opinion is very detrimental to kids.
Right. Which is why we need federal level protection for
most definitely.
And then we don't have to worry about these issues. If there's federal level protection for LGBT, right?
Yes.
In the, I think it's Title IX, Title X, I don't remember which one it is. But if we have that federal level protection, then we're okay. Just like race and religion, we need to get that LGBT protection federally mandated.
And I keep actually from time to time forgetting that it's not.
Right.
And it shocks me.
Right,
I know that's silly, but I'm like, whoa, wait, it's not? That's right, it's not.
Yeah, it's not federal. A lot of states have it. A lot of cities are starting to do it.
Because
it's getting there because it is an issue. I mean, you can be in some places, you can be fired just by acting gay. You don't even have to be gay.
Just presumed.
Oh, well, we think you're gay. You're fired. That's ridiculous.
I can't even begin to tell you how wrong that is in so many ways.
I mean, it's just ridiculous to single someone out just because they're gay.
Right. I mean,
it's not a choice. It's the way they are. Right. It's not a choice.
No. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with someone dressing differently. You know, if you want a guy to wear a dress, there's nothing wrong with it. Girls once upon a time only wore dresses.
Right.
And now they wear pants all the time. What difference does it make if they wear blue, green, dress, shorts? Who cares? People need to be more humane to each other. And
I agree.
I guess I'm real strong about that.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, this is ridiculous.
You could just go on and on and yak forever about that.
And in closing, that is why Bentonville School member Rebecca Powers is this week's Mr. Potter Award winner.
And most worthy.
Oh, definitely most worthy. That's all the yakking we have for you today. Join us again next week as we resume the assault against your eardrums. If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter, and Facebook. If you like what you hear, drop by our Patreon page and help support the show. Then head on over to iTunes and leave us a coveted 5-star review.
Secular Yakking is sponsored by the Humanists of North Puget Sound.
The views expressed are those of the host and not those of HMPS or its board.
All audio for this episode was used under the Creative Commons license.
And remember, the government of the United States of America is not, in any sense, founded on the Christian religion.